When I was in college, my housemates and I invented a game that we called Strawberry Shortcake. The rules are simple. While eating strawberry shortcake, players take turns describing the most extravagantly ideal dining scenario that they can conceive of. And at the end of a round, the player who has described the scene that is most ideal, most deliciously blissful, most outrageously over-the-top paradisiacal, is judged the winner. I remember winning one round by envisioning a gentleman's library carved into the side of a Tibetan mountain pass, with a glass wall on one side to facilitate Yeti observation. Now, I grant, Strawberry Shortcake is not going to replace Texas Hold'em on ESPN anytime soon, but it does have some interesting aspects. For one thing, my friends and I noticed that as we played successive rounds, the scenarios we conceived improved with practice and grew progressively richer and more enjoyable. The game also increased our enjoyment of the present moment. Paradoxically, imagining other, more joyful situations for eating strawberry shortcake seemed to add joy to our actual situation. And finally, whenever we played, we had to overcome an initial reluctance. Something about deliberate mental creation of ideal circumstances seemed onerous, although we always enjoyed the game once we got started. I have played Strawberry Shortcake since those days, though probably the name should now be changed to beer. And there is still enormous resistance to the very idea of the game, which puzzles me. It may be that the game is simply dorky, but I think it goes deeper than that. After all, much conversation among friends is devoted to the creation of negative scenarios. Who of us hasn't been in 1,000 conversations about revolting predicaments and how they can be even worse? Why is it easy and common to visualize and talk about possible calamity, but relatively rare to deliberately visualize possible utopias? I wonder if the answer has something to do with our early observation that the capacity for joyful invention seemed to grow stronger with use. Perhaps the ability to imagine delight is like a muscle and needs a workout. Maybe competitive visualization can help with that. So I here present Strawberry Shortcake to the world as an enjoyable way to exercise the imaginative capacity. Feel free to play with any food or beverage you like, and with as many people as you can cajole into joining you. But can a game like this improve our daily lives? Well, of the four of us who invented the game, one was already wealthy and talented, two have since become wealthy and talented, and they're good-looking too, and the other is, well, me. So those aren't bad odds. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado. Episodes are archived at otherbs.com, where you can also find information on Confessions of a Heavy Thinker, the ebook.